2 Peter chapter 3. This second letter, beloved, I now write to you, in both letters, I am stirring up your pure minds to be reminded, that you may be reminded of the words which were spoken beforehand by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and desires, where is the promise of is coming? Because since the forefathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. They are willfully ignorant of this, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, the ear, standing out of the water, and in the water, by which the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished in the flood. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved for fire against the day of judgment and destruction. Ungodly men. But beloved, do not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is patient towards us, willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away, if a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervor and heat, the earth also the works that are in it shall be burned up. Since all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and expecting the coming of the day of God, in which the heavens being fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, in righteousness lives. Therefore, beloved, since you to such things, be dilig, and to that you may be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and count the patience of our Lord as salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, also, in all his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which those who are uneducated and unstable twist as they do. Also the other scribes to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, since you know these things beforehand, beware, lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Let I to be.